Yeah, we have to keep in mind that a lot of times we think when we hear that Krishna went from Mathura to Vrindavan, it is very close. Where Vrindavan town is, where Krishna Balaram temple and Lohi Bazaar, you know, that Vrindavan, that's just next door. So, okay, thank you. Right. So, but Akuru did not go to that Vrindavan town. He has gone to Nandagram, which is quite a distance from Mathura. Gachan pati mahabhago bhagavati ambuje kshane bhaktim paramupagata evam etat chintayat. So on the way, pati, on the way, he is only thinking of Bhagavati, of the personality of Godhead, especially ambuje kshana. Ikshana, his eyes, the Lord with the blooming lotus eyes. That's the thought on the mind of a Akrur. Kim maya acharitam bhadram kim taptam paramam tapaha, says, I'm able to go to Vrindavan today, and we'll be also, I'll have darshan of Lord today. What kind of austerities I have performed that I get this auspicious opportunity to go to Vrindavan? Kimva dattam, what charities did I give? Drakshami adya keshavam, that I will be able to see Keshav today. Madeta durlabham manne uttama sloka darshanam. He's thinking this is the best thing that one could achieve in his life. Uttama sloka darshanam. One of the names of the Lord is uttama sloka. Slokas, the text, the verses, the mantras, and the best of them, uttama sloka, the best poetry employed, used to glorify the Lord. The Lord who is glorified by the best slokas, then he is called uttama sloka, and then his darshan. Durlabh, this is very, very rare, and I will have this darshan today. Otherwise, Shudra Janmanaha, I was not born in such an exalted family, low birth, but I am able to take darshan of the Lord today. Mama Adhya Mangalam Amangalam Nastam. By this darshan of Lord that I will have today, all amangal, all inauspicious in my life, this all will be nastam. All this will be destroyed. Yannamase bhagavato yogi dheyam ripankajam. I'll be able to take darshan of the Lord. He will be just standing right before me. I will be face to face with the Lord. The Lord who the yogis are trying to dhyanavasthita tadagatena manasa pashanti yam yogina. The yogis sit in meditation for thousands of years hoping to get darshan of the Lord, and they may succeed, may not succeed, but today I will have that darshan. Kanso bata adya krata mayati anugraham. He says, that Kamsa is such a nice master. Thank you, Kamsa. Kamsa ji. that anugraha. This is special benediction. You know, he chose me. He could have chosen anyone. He has so many ministers. He could have sent Chanur, Mustik, Toshal, anyone. But I was chosen for this special mission. He's so kind. Drakshayangri Padmam. Today I will see. Drakshay Aham Drakshay. I will be able to see Padmam. That lotus. Everything. So many things are lotus-like in that Lord's personality. I will see His lotus face. Lotus hands. His hands are like a lotus. This part is like a... He holds also lotus in the hand. But His hands are also like a lotus itself. Pinkish in color, blooming. And His navel is like a lotus. His feet are like lotus. Eyes are like lotus. Seven parts of His body are like lotus. Of course, He is more referring to the feet. Angri, drakshe, angri. Padmam, His lotus feet, devotees, they would like to begin their darshan from the feet. When even pujaris do arati, they start at the lotus feet. They encircle the lamp, each article at the feet, then the navel, then the face, then the whole body seven times. They start with the feet. The servant's attention goes to the feet. Like to render service of your lotus feet. The face comes later on. Says that lotus feet has the nails and the effulgence is emanating from the nails of the toenails of the Lord. And so many have attained perfection just by meditating on the rays or the effulgence coming from the toenails of my Lord. Yadarchitam brahma bhavadibhi surai Shriya cha devya munibhi sasatvatai gocharana ya anucharais vane yad gopikanam kuchakum kumankitam. He says, my Lord's lotus feet are yad architam. They are worshipped by Brahma. Bhava, that is Shiva, Adibhi, Surai, all other demigods, Shriya, that is Lakshmi, so many other devis, Munibhi, by Munis, so Satvatai, the great devotees, they all worship the lotus feet of my Lord. But my Lord walks behind the cows, taking care of them. And he goes around bare feet. He's such an exalted personality. His feet worshipped by Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi. But these feet, they are rendering service. They're engaged in service of the cow. He's all day grazing cows. Yad gopikanam kuchakum kumankitam. And those lotus feet also get kumkum on the feet as Lord touches gopis, or gopis kumkum gets on the lotus feet of my Lord. Drakshami noonam sukapola nasikam. Oh, sure. He has confidence. Drakshami noonam. Certainly today I will have darshan of my Lord. What kind of Lord is he? He is sukapola nasikam. With nice, his cheeks are nice, chubby, is it? And nasikam, his nose is raised. It is not like this. Chinese? We haven't even Chinese from here. He just walked out. Okay, good. No Chinese. Anyway. Lord's nose is raised so that Lord, his nose is raised. His chest is raised. Smitavaloka Karuna Kanjalochanam. I will have darshan of the Lord with the smile on his face. That is a special feature of the Lord. Whenever you come to the temple, Lord is only smiling. Special feature. Of course, sometimes you feel, is he angry today? Sometimes it seems that he is changing the mood. He's scaring us. But mostly, his smiling face. So that smita avalokana. And Lord's eyes have a reddish tinge. Those who claim that we know God, so this is knowing God, you are knowing now the form of the Lord. Some of the Mukham Mukundasya Guda Alakavratam, and his face, when I see, will be partially covered with the hair. Alakavratam. But that will increase his beauty. Pradakshinam me pracharanti vai mragaha. And I have confidence of having darshan today because see all good signs. The deer, they're passing. They're coming from this side of the road and going to the right side. Pradakshinam. This is a good sign. I will have darshan. He says, and that my Lord's vacho misrita guna karma janma bhihi. When the topics of my Lord's guna karma janma, his qualities, his activities, his birth, when they are described, when they are heard, one becomes free from all the sin. And not only that, as one listens to this katha of Krishna, prananti, three things happen to him. Prananti, shubhanti, punanti, vai jagat. They get life. They become lively. Real life in a person comes when he listens to my Lord's pastimes. Shubhanti and Shubh love, all auspiciousness comes to that person's life. Punanti, they are purified. They are purified, they are beautified, they are given life. But without listening to my Lord's pastimes, that person is just shava shobhana mataha. In my opinion, they are just, that's just a decoration of the dead body. After dead body, all sorts of decoration, but what value, what good is it? It's a whole life without life of Krishna, Katha, Krishna Naam, Krishna Darshan, Krishna Prasad, Krishna Dham Yatra. This is just Shava Shobhana. I'm convinced, he says. Yatha Varudha Sapadishayo Rathat Pradhana Pumso Charanam Swalabdhaye. I offer my obeisances unto, is not only Krishna, but once I get there, he's thinking of. This evening, when I get to reach Nandagram, I will of course offer my obeisances to Krishna and Balaram, but also to Vanaukasaha, the residents of, well, this is forest. Oh, there is one, yeah, Vrindavan. The residents of Vrindavan, I will offer my namaste, offer my obeisances unto them. Kamsasya duta prahito pi vishvadrik, says, but when I get there and what would Lord think? Oh, look, agent of Kamsa has come. Someone from Kamsa has come. He will probably misunderstand me. He is afraid, he's thinking like that. But then he thinks, no, how is that possible? He is ya antaha bahirchetas. He knows. He is a kshetragya. He's knower of things inside, outside. Ikshati amalena chakshusha. His vision is transcendental, pure. No, he will not think like that. Especially as I stand before him with my folded hands, and he will glance upon me. Dvasta samasta kilbishaha. All the reactions of my previously committed sins, samasta, dvasta, will all be destroyed. Mudam vita vishanka. So he says, I shouldn't think that Krishna is going to think, oh, look, he has come from Kamsa. Who knows what his purpose is? He's no more my devotee. He will not think like this. Dorbhyam brahadbhyam paripshate itha athamam. Says, when I get there, for sure Lord will embrace me and tirthi kriyate. Well, I'll become purified, or I'll become even like a place of pilgrimage by his touch. Bandhasya karma atmaka uchvasityataha. And I will become free from all the reactions of the sin. And as I get this lavdha sanga, anga sanga, that touching, nicely I will be embracing, touching, and being very close to him. Krishna and Balaram, they will address me. Akrur uncle. For sure they will address me like this. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Sanchintayan Krishna Swafalka Tanayo Dhvani. So thinking and thinking like this, of course we only mentioned some of the thoughts of Akrur as he's on the way, and he was not standing still, he's driving the chariot and he's going from one forest to another, to another, to another. All day he was driving. And he started in the morning, and Shukadeva Goswami says, Suryascha astagirim drapaha. When the sun was about to set or hide behind them, giri or mountain, meaning sunset, Rathena Gokulam Praptaha, Rath, the chariot of Akrur, reaches Vrindavan. And on the way, Swafalka Tanayaha, the son of Swafalka, that is father's name, of Akrur's father, Swafalka. So he had been thinking, Chintayan, Sanchintayan Krishna. Not only Chintayan, but Sanchintayan. Not only Kirtan, but Sankirtan, like that. Samyak Prakare, nice, wholesome thinking, this way thinking, that way, but everything related with Krishna. Now some special experience for Akrur. He has come very close to Gokul. He's just outskirts, now at the outskirts of Gokul town, Nandagram. So this Gokul is Nandagram, not the other one in Brahadman. This is Nandagram, is also called Gokul. So Padani Tashya Akhila Lokapala Kirita Jushta Malapadareno Dadarsha. He saw on the land, as he was driving just outside the town of Gokul, footprints of Krishna's footprints were there. He takes a close look at the footprints. All the signs are there. Ankusha, the elephant, what do you call it, goat? Control the elephant. And dvaja, the pataka, flag. And all different signs were distinctly visible. And so he made connection just by seeing the footprints of the Lord. He had been thinking, all day he had been thinking, and then just little something, wasn't that little, it was quite a big thing, the lotus feet, footprints. And when he saw them, he immediately fell down. He threw himself at those feet. And from the chariot down onto the ground, touching those feet, the footprints of the feet, lotus feet of the Lord, Premno Urdharoma Ashru Kalakulekshanaha, and all the symptoms of ecstasy. The hair standing on end is rolling on the ground, tears and everything, whole experience. And who knows for how long he was in that state. came to consciousness, external consciousness, after a long time, and back into the chariot and enters Nanda Gokulam, Nanda Maharaja's home village, hometown, on the top of the hill, and there they were. He had been thinking about these two personalities all day. Dadarsha Krishnam Ramam cha Vraje go dohanam gato. While they were going to Goshala to milk the cows, he saw them there. Ah, here they are. Pita neelambaradharo. One has pitambar, other one has neelambar. Sharada amburuhu ikshano. And look at their eyes, the lotus. Sharada amburu. Lotus blooming in the Sharad season. This kind of lotus eyes, blooming lotuses. Kishoro Shyamala Sveto. Both are of Kishore age. One is Shyamal. One's complexion is of a, like that of a cloud. Other one is a white in complexion. Sri Niketano, resident of Lakshmi Devi. Brahat Bhujo, look at their arms, they're well built. Must be drinking a lot of milk or eating a lot of butter. They're very strong. Sumukho, very beautiful faces. Sundara Varo, they're the two best actors. Bala Virada Vikramo, they're walking like two small baby elephants. Udara Ruchira Kreedo, and their activities, kreedas, are magnanimous. Shrug Vino Vanamalino, and they are both having garlands of forest flowers. Punya Gandhanu Liptango, and their bodies are smeared with fragrant substances, chandan and other substance. Snato, and it looks like they have just finished their bath. Viraja Vasaso, they're wearing clean clothes. Pradhana Purusha Vadyo, and these are the two Pradhan Purushas, number one, number two. Jagat Hetu Jagat Patihi, they're both masters of this entire creation. Avatirano Jagat Dyarthe Swamshena Balakeshavo, and they have appeared into this existence for the benefit of this world. So this is the darshan. He had been thinking and thinking and thinking, and he saw these two lords. Rathad Uttirna Avaplutyaso Akrura Sneha Vivvalaha. So by seeing these two boys, lords, Krishna Balram, Sneha Vivvalaha, He was full of sneha. So much affection he had for them. Patata charano pante. He quickly got down from the chariot, threw himself very close to their lotus feet. Dandavata Ramakrishnayo. He's offering his dandavats to Krishna and Balaram. He gets up. Again, with all the feelings and symptoms, his body is trembling because of Bhagavad Darshana Allhada. He's Allhad, full of Allhad, Pralhad, Allhad, Daine, Allhad, full of joy, inner joy, which is result of Bhagavad Darshana Allhada. Bhagavan stam abhipretya ratha rathanga ankita panina. He has gone closer to the Lord whose hand is decorated with the chakra, the wheel of the chariot, rathanga panina. He's not holding it, but he's described like that. This is from the Kurukshetra battle time. Ratha anga ankita panina. Pani is not water. Pani is hand here. Ratha anga, ratha chariot anga, the wheel, that ang, that part of chariot. Ankita, decorated hands. Pari rebhe abhipa skrusha Preetaha pranata vatsalaha. And then they hold the hands of each other. Grahitva panina pani anayat sanujo griham. So Krishna has held one of the feet, hand of Krur. Another one Balaram has held, and they're both bringing a Krur. Please come. Uncle, please come. And they're announcing, Daddy! Uncle, Akrur uncle is here. They're jumping, they're so happy, delighted that uncle is here. And they're holding hands and bringing, leading, escorting to the door and all the way in. And this wonderful hospitality that has been offered. Prakshalya vidhivat pado madhuparkar hana haran harat. So madhuparka and all those 16 items. Washing feet, including then some massage. Balaram is handling one feet. Krishna. Annam bahugunam, and food has been offered. So they are doing everything possible to make the stay comfortable. And he's feeling completely at home. Distyadya darshanam svanam mayam va saumyakankshitam sunjatam varnyatam tato tava agamana karanam. So after reception, all that, prasad, food, massage. Several inquiries have been made. How is everybody? Swagatam also. So, swagatam akrur. So, swagatam akrurji. Suswagatam, 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 akram.
Suswagatam, 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 akram.
Now in the mind, Akrur is also welcoming Krishna. So swagatam Krishna, so swagatam Krishna,
so swagatam Krishna, so swagatam.